Speaking of cars, the director of PR and social media for the Chicago Auto Show, Jennifer Moran's on a phone line. Hi, Jennifer. You're on WGN. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Auto Show starts Thursday, right?
That's correct. Thursday through Monday of next week.
Thursday through Monday of next week. Is that a shorter show then than in previous years?
Yeah, you know what? This year we've condensed the Chicago Auto Show into 5 days just because that was the way we were able to get our doors open, especially throughout the pandemic. But we are so excited because Chicago is back and so is the auto show. So yes, 5 days of the auto show. We're actually even opening up an hour early at 9 a.m. and then lasting till 10 p.m. every night except for the final night Monday when we close at 8 p.m.
Back out at McCormick Place again?
That's right. It's back out at McCormick Place, but it's all new this year. So people will not really know what to expect if you haven't been. You know, typically we're held in February in Chicago, and it's in the north and the south building. But this year we're moving to the west building and then also expanding outdoors on Indiana Avenue. So we're going to have both indoor and outdoor experiences for people. We're going to have our fan favorite Camp Jeep and Ram Truck Territory tracks inside, but then also outside, we're going to feature some brand new activations and test drives from Ford, Volkswagen, and others.
Will people, when they're inside, what will the protocols be? Are you going to count numbers? Will they wear masks? What's the plan going to be?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So we have a very strict plan in place, and obviously as things change, we kind of evolve with the mandates from the city and both the state and as well as McCormick Place, and they have some safety protocols put in place as well. We are encouraging people to wear a mask if they are not vaccinated. If they're vaccinated, it's their choice to wear a mask, but we are also carefully controlling sort of the crowds that we come through. Everyone has to buy a ticket online, so we can kind of adjust and see where, where the masses are coming and kind of spread them out. They're not any more, limited to how long they can stay. We used to have that limitation in place, but since the restrictions are lifting, people can stay as long as they'd like. Mm. But they do have to attend on the date that they purchase their ticket.
And they do have to buy the ticket online. You cannot walk up and buy a ticket. Is that what you're telling me?
That's correct. Yes, all tickets are sold online. Now, that said, if you happen to come, you're out and about, you can still purchase your ticket from your phone, but it does have to go through our electronic ticketing process.
I see. Right. So that you can know exactly digitally how many people are in there, right?
That's exactly right. And that was really part of the original plan, was to be able to, kind of track everybody who is coming to our show. Actually, it's great because the experience is going to be great for people because, again, with just limited, amounts of crowds at certain peak times, it's going to be a great experience. And like I said, it's all new, indoors and outdoors. So there's plenty of room, plenty of places for people to kind of spread out. And then, of course, the whole outdoor element is something exciting and new this year.
What a good idea. I mean, it makes you wonder if maybe this is the way the auto show should be. Make it in the summer.
Right.
It can be outdoors.
Yeah.
People are used to walking around outside looking at vehicles. If it's a hot or rainy day, I guess they could go inside. Do you think outdoors, the indoor-outdoor version and the summer version are the way we're going to do it in the future, or are you going to go back to February next year?
That's a great question. Well, we're really excited about the opportunity to have this new outdoor element. So we're definitely going to kind of take a look and see how this goes. There's a lot of excitement around it. We're also even opening up a brand new street fest, which is actually taking place the four evenings of the show, the first four evenings of the show. So every evening except for Monday, the final night. And that's taking place from 6:30 to 10 p.m. We're going to bring out pop-up musicians. We have food trucks. Local breweries are coming out. So you mentioned this, this excitement, this all new element. We're really excited for it this year. The plan, though, is to go back to February. But who knows? Maybe we'll have a kind of a spinoff show in the summer too. So we'll kind of see.
It's funny how companies, industries are kind of rethinking how they do things, and sometimes for the better. It's a shame it takes a pandemic for us all to think out of the box. But this sounds like a really good auto show, Jennifer.
You know, thank you. And we're really excited. And I can't agree with you more. We've taken a look at everything this year and just try to, you know, figure out what would be the most exciting opportunities to bring to people. And, you know, as I mentioned, this outdoor element is so interesting. We've just never been able to work with it before because of February. But this is the year to try new things. So here we are.
Yeah. And then you mentioned some of the sponsors, like Jeep has their driving track. What are the vehicles, though, that people are excited about this year?
Yeah, well, Ford, I have to say, is stealing the show so far. They are bringing their all-new Maverick pickup truck. They also have their Bronco and the Bronco Sport, and those are actually going to be available for test drives on the dirt track outside. That's called Built Wild. It's a Bronco track, so that's going to be really fun. And then we also have new vehicles as well. Volkswagen has their ID.4, which is their new electric vehicle, so that's going to be available for test drives as well. So really lots of experience. Ford also is bringing their F-150 Lightning, which is their first electric pickup. That's going to be out there. The Mustang Mach-E is another electric vehicle that's new that's going to be available for test drives as well. So lots going on. Jeep also, you just mentioned Jeep, unveiled their new Compass. So the new Compass is going to be at the auto show. So lots of new vehicles to experience and to see.
So it sounds like electric cars or hybrid cars will continue to be a thing, huh?
Yeah, and interestingly, you know, it's sort of that topic that everyone was interested in talking about it, but we're really becoming, you know, they're becoming more mainstream now. And so what's great about our show is that people who might be considering purchasing an electric vehicle can really kind of get down and dirty and, you know, really get a sense of how an electric vehicle is to own. Their product specialists are going to be here. So it's a really low pressure environment for them to just kind of figure out if it's right for them. And then, of course, the whole test driving element as well, so they can really get a feel for these vehicles and, you know, ask questions of the product specialists who are experts on the topic.
And if you haven't had a new, I just picked up a Chevy Silverado recently, like last week, and it's, what model year is it? 2020. And
very nice.
The new technology is, the technology is changing so fast. I didn't realize,
right,
for instance, voice to text was a thing,
right?
On the, which is a game changer for me. I mean, I was able to safely do text messages and hear text messages read back and forth to me. What a wonderful idea, right?
That's right. And you know what's interesting about that is, especially I think because of the pandemic, people really haven't, if they were in the market for a new car, they haven't really been able to experience it. So this is a great place because you can really get a sense of all the different technologies in the vehicle. Like you mentioned, what came out over the past year or 2 years even, it's just changing so fast. And just really nice, convenient features now are actually coming standard in vehicles. And you know, you don't have to buy, you know, a BMW or, you know, another top of the line vehicle. I mean, this tech comes in most, you know, mainstream manufacturer vehicles these days.
Yeah, no kidding. So Jennifer Moran's on a phone line, Director of Public Relations and Social Media for the Chicago Auto Show. It's at McCormick Place again this year. It starts Thursday evening and goes through Monday. It's a 5-day show this year. They've also got an indoor-outdoor version of it, and the outdoor version includes a street scene with music and beverages and food. What a good idea. How do you do it then? Because you said it's at the other side of McCormick Place. So I come up Lakeshore Drive. I guess there'll be signs. I'll figure out where to park, huh?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I can give you a tip. So Lot A and B are right there. Lot A and B are a great option. Lot A is actually directly connected to McCormick Place, so you might start there. But there's also a lot of public transportation. I know Metro is offering some special rates, and there's some a South Shore Line train, depending on where you're coming from. But really great options to come into McCormick Place. And then in terms of Street Fest access, actually anybody who has a ticket for Thursday through Sunday of the show, we're not hosting it the last night on Monday, but anyone who comes the first four evenings can experience a Street Fest. Your ticket gets you Street Fest access as well.
ChicagoAutoShow.com or follow them on Facebook, Chicago Auto Show, ChicagoAutoShow.com.